Bingo. Take it away, Tom. I have to step AFK.
Okay, this is something new, a new discovery that I found out here, probably in the middle of the week. They have a new little pocket app game called Pokemon Go. Now, these people, I went to download this game on the phone just to look to see what it was. And they have these kids out snooping around in your yards and everything else with this game called Pokemon Go. Whenever I went to download the app, it wanted full access to my camera and my phone sound, my microphone at all times. And then, of course, I denied it, so they probably still have it, so screw it. But if you see kids snooping around your neighborhood, it's a new game called Pokemon Go, and it's like a really big one. Anybody got any feedback on it?
No, all I heard was just what I heard a little while ago on Facebook, and it takes up a lot of space on your phone.
Yeah, there was somebody that was prowling around the church. Of course, our church has a little small security, had a little small security meeting of all the people that were packing at church and what we would do if somebody came in on us. And lo and behold, there's some kid, about 19, walking around the church at that time in the evening on Wednesday. And, of course, the pastor asked him what he was doing, and he was telling him he was playing this game called Pokemon Go. Then I see my neighbor, and she's walking around trying to check out this game to see what it was all about, and it had her going over into my other neighbor's yard to their tree. It's like they're taking all kinds of crazy surveillance with this stupid game.
Teaching people that trespassing is okay too, and that personal private property doesn't mean anything as long as you're playing a game.
That's a Snoop app, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And they're getting as much information as they can off everybody's property.
There's other games they've played like that where they have little, they mark certain landmarks and they have to take their cell phone over and take a picture of the landmark as part of the game. It's like almost like a scavenger hunt kind of thing.
It's kind of like geocaching, except they're having to do it with imaging, and they're working on image recognition. It's the same software that they're using in the Tesla cars and the one Tesla driver who basically had his head chopped off because it didn't recognize a semi truck in front of him.
Ouch.
You know, and the guy was a big Tesla supporter. I mean, right up, even while that was going on, he was doing a Tesla streaming video about how good the Tesla car drives when the accident happened.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
And that's why Tesla is doing a recall right now on some of their automated drive cars, you know, saying not to use it all the time. And the guy was even, Tesla called him a friend because he did some of the best videos that they had for the car, talking about how you don't take your hand off the wheel when it's driving in automated mode. But when they checked the car out after the crash, he had a DVD player running, he had all this extra stuff running, and he was letting the car drive the car. You know, letting it drive itself.